FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Jordan McCampa is a London-based musician who's toured with Rhiannon Giddens, Lewis Watson, and ex-ambassadors. His new album is a full circle moment. You see, they call me Mr. Cocoa Butter because my voice is so smooth. That's Blackjack the Mac, a track from McCampa's new album, Welcome Home Kid, a giant sonic switch from previous material. He sees the record as a home, each song a different room.
I kind of see this house on the album cover as me walking into myself and all the different rooms in the house representing different songs on the record.
We'll talk with Jordan about what gave him the confidence to switch directions and make the most authentic album he could. Plus, he compares making music to his previous line of work, being a chef.
Being in a kitchen and being in a studio feel very similar to me in the way that you need the right people and the right ingredients to make a recipe or a song.
It's Jordan McCampa. Today, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Our session kicks off in just a few minutes after Sade, Smooth Operator. Girl, play with another heart. Welcome to World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Know thyself. Easier said than done, especially if you're young. But I kept thinking about that expression talking to Jordan McCampa. Now, McCampa is a London-based musician who's toured with Rhiannon Giddens and ex-ambassadors. And after his 2020 debut album Foreigner came out, he wanted to go in a different direction. So much so, he crafted a manifesto, dozens of pages long, that laid out the sound, direction, and inspiration behind his brand new album, Welcome Home, Kid. Each song represents a room in Jordan's home, offering a glimpse into his life. I caught up with McCampa to talk about finding his authentic voice, and as a former chef, he talks about the similarities between preparing a great meal and producing a great song. Let's get into our session with a song from Welcome Home, Kid. Here's Jordan McCampa, Blackjack the Mac, on World Cafe.
Yes, sir. Everybody's got the shades on. Everybody's got the shades on. Easy to call me Mr. Coco Butter, cause my voice is so smooth. There ain't another player that could walk in my shoes. All the Jews are custom, the code is in Japan. And all the ladies love me cause they scream it. Life's good, keep glowing. Feeling like the man of the moment. Crib, my heart's clean. I think I got all I need. Cause every time I walk, it's like we are on the ground. I was born to be a star. So I'm aiming for the clouds. I got the fire of a champion. Burning deep with desire. Students treated in trailer pains. I put it all on me tonight. I'm black out the ground. Doctor wanted, designed and lent it. Trips to Times Square, Hollywood. Whoever thought that my life would be this good? Pack my bags with a shiny suit. Changes are ice cold like I got the boot. First glass champagne when I'm on the phone. Man, it feels just like cold cause I got the soul. I got the soul. Students hit it in Taylor Mays and put it all on me tonight. Black Jack the Man.
That track is a get down for sure. Recorded live, it is Jordan McCampa with a performance of Blackjack the Mac, a song from his stunning sophomore album, Welcome Home, Kid. Jordan McCampa is my guest today. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Jordan, so nice to meet. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a pleasure.
So people who are familiar with your earlier work from your Physics EP in 2016 to your 2020 debut Foreigner, they are in for something very special and very different on your new album, Welcome Home, Kid. First question, why did you want to go in a different direction?
It's kind of felt very much like a full circle moment for me because I've been trying to implement this sound of R&B and hip hop and gospel and folk throughout my entire artistry. Like you can hear it in songs like Open Arms, you can hear it in songs like Saint and Teardrops in a Hurricane, where there's elements of like gospel ooze and harmonies in there. And then you get it in slight hints of funk, like Princey vibes and Over and Out from the Come Around EP. Like I've been hinting at it for a very long time, but this time around I was just like, let's go all out. Let's go all guns blazing. Let's show people what I can really do because I've been sitting on this sound and this talent essentially for such a long time that I was like, I don't want to be scared to show it off anymore because I feel so assured of myself in this moment in time and within myself as an artist and myself as a human being that this Welcome Home, Kid is really me returning home to myself and feeling so unshakably assured of who I am as an artist and like just walking into every room with this like swagger, this like, I know I'm meant to be in here.
Artists often talk about inspiration waiting to strike, some moment that helps crystallize everything, and then they chase that feeling. But this album is not a moment of serendipity, as you pointed out. So my question is, how did you develop that confidence in intentionality, that swagger work? Because so many artists, it takes so long for them to find that, I know exactly what I want to do, as opposed to being chasing a muse.
Yeah, I think I found that just through touring solo, actually, in 2022. I did a small run of shows in the UK, maybe between seven and nine shows in the UK. And I found that I found myself saying, oh, I'm really good at my job. And sometimes
that's awesome.
I really give into imposter syndrome sometimes, and it sucks. But that tour for me was like, oh no, you're really, really good at your job, because you've managed to have multiple sold out shows and play for an hour and a half, and it's just you on stage with three guitars, which not a lot of people can do consistently and maintain a certain level of quality that keep people wanting to come back to more shows, to the point where we had to add matinee shows and evening shows to some of the venues that we were doing. And I was like, oh, you're actually very good at your job, and don't let anyone else ever tell you less.
Like, how did you sort of go, I don't care what anyone thinks? This is, you know, because I think that ties into the confidence thing and intentionality. What helped sort of break that down? So you're like, no, this is what we're doing, and I don't care what anyone else thinks.
It was definitely a case of that famous quote that's like, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. This is where I'm going. This is what I want my artistry to look like for this, you know, section of my life. I'm going forward whether or not you're coming with me. If you want to come with me, there's a seat in the back of the van, by all means. If you're not coming with me, you can stay at the bus stop and wait for another ride, because I am full speed ahead. The album was almost going to be called Welcome to the Neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of felt like I wasn't putting myself at the forefront of all these stories, even though they were all about me. And I was using so much self-language of just my experiences, what I went through, how I felt. But then this idea of a neighborhood felt like I was trying to emulate or empathize or even sympathize with other people's stories and what they'd been through the telling of my own. But it still felt like I was hiding behind all these doors.
Yeah, put you at the peripheral.
Yeah. Whereas with Welcome Home Kid, it was like, oh, this is about my home, my house, what I've done, where I've been, what I'm going through, what's happening next. And I kind of see this house on the album cover as me walking into myself and all the different rooms in the house representing different songs on the record, and how the living room feels like Proud of You and Step by Step, and the garden feels like Blackjack the Mac, where you'd have a barbecue with family, and the kitchen you'd listen to songs like Say Ain't So, and the bedroom is a bit more, you know, calming, or maybe where you feel your most intense emotion, so where you listen to songs like Time to Say Goodbye and Black and Blue. And all these rooms are represented under one house, and that house is me. And then when I woke up in the morning, I was like, oh, welcome home, kid, it's good to have you back.
I love the sentiment behind it, and we're going to unpack some of those rooms a little bit later on in the interview. We're talking with Jordan McCampa on World Cafe. Welcome Home Kid is the album. This live performance that we're going to hear next, oh my goodness, so soulful, so slinky, what a groove. Tell me about the room that is I Found My Home in You.
Oh, I Found My Home in You is definitely one of my favorites off the record, and I wrote that with my guy, Blake Strauss. I was explaining to him how at the time I felt like I found a person that felt like home to me, and I was at my most comfortable in love and feeling like wanting to write a song about it that felt reminiscent of old school love songs I'd grown up listening to, like Let's Stay Together by Al Green and Casey and JoJo, All My Life, and just all these songs that I could imagine people dancing to in the kitchen and potentially getting married to. I wanted to add my piece of history to that whilst being reminiscent to the songs that I'd grown up to that gave me that feeling. And that's when Blake told me that he'd recently, like within a week or so, just proposed to his now wife. So they were like a week into their engagement, and he hadn't told a single soul outside of his like close friends and family, but me. And I was the first person to know. And I was like, this is what we need to write about. We need to write about this feeling from your perspective of finding your person and wanting to build a life with them. And like, you know, doing the marriage thing for the rest of your life and how beautiful that is. And my perspective of finally feeling like I found a home in someone and knowing I can get to that point where you are and combining our mutual loves and efforts together. And then that's how we came up with, I found my home in you.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And I hope it's added. It's now part of the canon. You know, years from now, you're going to hear someone saying, this played in my backyard during our wedding reception. First dance, you know, that's the dream. That's awesome. Let's take a listen to it. Recorded live. This is Jordan McCampa. I found my home in you on World Cafe.
Alone. When you hold me, when you hold me, when you
I've been dreaming of you. Dreaming of you.
Recorded live here on World Cafe, Jordan McCampa. The song is I Found My Home in You. It is on his new album, Welcome Home Kid, that is available now. And Jordan is my guest on the cafe. There was something I read in the press announcement, your announcement for releasing the album. You said, I finally grew ready to navigate my blackness musically and my wider identities. Can you talk a little bit about that growth and what made that possible?
Yeah, I think through the stages of the pandemic, in especially in early 2020, and releasing an album on the day the country, like in the UK, went into lockdown, that was definitely...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we released it on
March 13th.
Friday 13th, March 2020. But then through, I guess, that time of solitude and really just thinking about what I wanted for the next, let's say, 10 years of my career, walking into rooms and being so authentically myself was probably number one on my list, because I feel as though there were times where my blackness, my political activism, my sexuality, and all these things, I somewhat repressed because I wasn't sure how to navigate myself in certain rooms where it could feel like I wasn't going to be fully seen. Mm-hmm. And especially during 2020, where the height of the Black Lives Matter movement was happening here, and I was attending these protests and being really active on social media, I felt both incredibly hyper-visible by everyone, because everyone was kind of looking to me as a quote-unquote voice of the people to speak up, whilst also feeling incredibly invisible at the same time. And that was very hard to navigate as a Black person in this country. But I think through writing this record from like 2020 up until like 2022, I was able to find my whole self in all the facets that represent me properly, through the music, where I get to talk about my blackness, my queerness, my political activism, my sexual prowess, and all these things are represented in the record so consistently and so wholeheartedly that I don't feel like I need to shy away from it anymore, because I realize that anyone that doesn't accept me through all of these facets isn't someone that I feel is worth getting to know. Mm-hmm. And that took a long time to really understand, and I'm so, so thankful for therapy, because that was a really big help through that time of my life as well, just being able to have somewhere safe to express myself and rediscover myself that I didn't know I was closing off. And through that, just reconnecting with my inner child again felt great, which is how I wrote songs like Proud of You. And yeah, it's been a journey, but I now know who I am, where I exist, and where I belong.
We're here with Jordan McCampa on World Cafe. New album is called Welcome Home Kid. So I want to switch gears, because I saw something in an interview that I'm always curious about what people did before they were musicians. And Someone asked you a question, said if you could be cast on any show, what would it be? And you answered The Bear, which is a fantastic show about running a restaurant in Chicago. That is the very surface level explanation. It's so much more. But also they asked, if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing? And you said you'd be running a 24-hour diner as a chef. And I know these questions can be fleeting, but is there any truth to this background of you seeing yourself as a chef in an alternate life path?
I was a chef for 5.5 years whilst also doing music on the side. So being in a kitchen and being in a studio feel very similar to me in the way that you need the right people and the right ingredients to make a recipe or a song. And too much of something or not enough of something can either ruin a song or ruin a recipe or make something great and make the tastiest meal you've ever had. So there was something about the synergy of the mise en place of a kitchen and the mise en place of writing a traditional song that's like verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus, you know, that felt so at home and comfortable to me. I was like, oh yeah, that makes complete sense. I really loved my job. I really enjoyed the people that I worked with, and I loved being in a kitchen and working behind the bar, but it just wasn't what made me full, if you can excuse the pun.
It's okay.
I knew I needed to be on stage.
Yeah. We're talking with Jordan McCampa. The new album is great. It's called Welcome Home Kid, and we have one more song to play from it, a live performance. I would love the scoop on Say It Ain't So.
Ooh, Say It Ain't So. That one is just kind of about finding out that you, after being told that you were the only person this person was interested in, finding out that you weren't the only person this person was interested in. And it's like that realization, like, oh, I thought we had a thing. I thought we were going somewhere. I thought, you know, eventually we would be carving our initials into a tree because that's what you said you wanted. And we were making all these promises about meeting up and dates and all these things to then suddenly see that you're involved in somebody else this entire time. I was like, oh, it was a revelation. I think from the opposite end of the spectrum, because there have been many songs about women finding out that, you know, their partner's just being a dirty dog somewhere. Being, writing about this from my perspective as, you know, someone that presents as male, I think has been very interesting and telling, because you don't really get to hear stories of men being on the receiving end of not, of somebody else not being truthful to them, especially when it comes to that side of dating and romance and love. And I just kind of aired out all my business in a way that sounded like a 90s R&B track, I guess, and found that through the telling of this story to my friends, like in group chats or in person, and just their reactions kind of sparked the creation of this song.
Do you like writing song? Do you find writing songs about heartbreak are easier than writing songs about love?
50-50.
Really?
I think writing about heartbreak when you're in it is fine. Writing about heartbreak when you're healing is far more difficult.
Sure.
Writing about love when you're in it is difficult for me. Writing about love when you're out of it, I've found somewhat easier. So it really is a catch-22. I think I've just got to be in this moment of like almost in love or almost out of love to, you know, maybe write my best songs. I don't know.
How the mind works is a very interesting thing, but I love it. Check this out. This is Say It Ain't So, recorded live. It's Jordan McCampa here on World Cafe.
I can't explain what they gave to me. It was something else I'd never seen. But I was on some other I never thought I was the type that you with. So I should have seen the signs. It was all a lie. But we caught a vibe over time. The only one that was on my mind. Not quite sure how it happened. She shot me down like an assassin. She studied in school. Real book smart and her smart too. Oh, just my type. No spamming girl, put it down is right. Say it ain't so. Just the way the story goes. Oh, no, no, no. We started talking about that bro. Told me what she likes. I found out she was one of a kind. I was Kissing on my neck is my weakness. But I had to keep my cool or I would lose all my composure. But then she gave me that look in her. From that point on, I was tilted. She started slowly to wind up her. I was begging please so I could get a taste. But I showed her who's boss when I had her by the door. 10 seconds in, I had her moaning, it's yours. Oh, I was blinded by the lights in her eyes. Oh, I was just a body on the side. Say it ain't so, say it ain't so. That's just the way the story goes. Say it ain't so, say it ain't so. Oh, don't you think I know? The light will meet again at the right place at the right time. But in love, I don't know, it was never mine to own. I suppose sometimes you gotta let him go.
Recorded live, it's World Cafe. Jordan McCampa, Say It Ain't So. The new album is available now. It is called Welcome Home Kid. Jordan, this was an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the album. It was so much fun talking, and please come back and see us again soon, okay?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to.
It's Jordan McCampa, everyone. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
It's live music time again as the SoCal Sound is back with our first live concert in over a year. Saturday night, June 15th, join us at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale for our Benefest show featuring four great acts, including Jade Bird. Yes, you if you love her and you nod and say, oh, ho. Cayucas. Gems.
Take me back to the time when I had not a thing to wait on my
mind. And Pete Yorn. You were just around the corner. Benefest, Saturday night, June 15th. VIP seats are limited. Proceeds support public media and the SoCal Sound. Reserve your seats now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or at thesocalsound.org.
Thanks to our partners at Subaru of Glendale.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Catfish and the Bottlemen at the Belasco on October 7th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Catfish and the Bottlemen, the Belasco, October 7th.
No. Nothing is more important than family. The best way to cherish them is to take care of your health so you can enjoy more of life's precious moments. Life's Essential 8 is the American Heart Association's checklist for lifelong good health. Quitting tobacco, managing your blood pressure, and getting adequate sleep are a few ways to improve your heart and brain health and prevent heart attack and stroke. More information about Life's Essential 8 is at heart.org/lifes8.
No annoying ads. Ever. Listener-powered, member-supported public radio. The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Jordan McCampa. The new album, Welcome Home Kid, is available now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Here are the Black Keys. Fever.
written and true's been tried. They'll take it all if the door's left open. Steal the nose right from under your eyes. I'm a carpetbagger, baby. I'm coming to your town. I'm gonna treat you kind. I'm gonna rob you blind. I'll smile all the time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right, so check this out. The European Space Agency recently shared some images from Mars that featured araniforms. I believe I'm saying that properly. Araniforms, which are dark cracks that resemble spiders. You can see where this is going. I look forward to these inanimate surface features starting a Bowie tribute band called the Spiders from Mars. Yeah, maybe they would play heroes. Okay, I tried too hard on that one, but we're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hey, it's Nick Harcourt inviting you to join me for The Morning Show with Jet, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 with regular giveaways, features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, and Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and we play more music than anywhere else in town. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10, right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to World Cafe, and Gary Clark Jr.'s new album features an appearance from Stevie Wonder, which is awesome, but Gary wasn't sure how to give feedback to perhaps the greatest living contemporary musician on the planet. Stevie would ask, "How am I doing?" And like all of us, Gary's response was, "You're Stevie Wonder. You're doing great." Here's new music from Gary Clark Jr. and Stevie. What about the children?
Shoes on his baby's feet.